Welcome to episode 120 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week, looking at gross body pillows, is Ryan De La Rosa.
I don't know what's going on.
What is that?
How did we get here?
Dylan
Why
Roush.
Do we always...
We found one that had an embossed...
And Gabe Philbin.
Find the booty.
I can't. This is the worst way we could have, like... pre-game.
Well, this is your fault, Gabe, because we were about to go 3, 2, 1, go, and you said, hey, is there an Evangelion body pillow? And here we are.
We broke out. Okay,
when you put it like that, it makes it sound like I really want an Evangelion body.
I think, well, you said it with such candor.
I figured you would. I was going to surprise you.
How many of the body pillows that we looked at have you ordered already, Dylan?
8.
he's gonna make
they're
a mattress out of them.
Region locked body pillows.
I'm turning them into a couch.
That's a... Alright.
You can sit on so many underage girls. Jesus Christ, Japan.
Cheese and rice, Japan.
Like, they were all 14. That's, like, the point of the show.
I'm sorry, Gabe.
I don't know, man. I'm not feeling too good.
This is where everyone gets an insight to the fucked up shit we do before we start recording.
It's usually not this bad.
Every week, this is how we roll in. And this week's pretty bad.
Usually it's
better than our conversation before. Do we want to hear about juicing? Javi, what is that about juicing?
Dude, Jack LaLanne and his giant eyebrows.
Except that it's not Jack LaLanne, it's that other guy.
Yeah, Jack LaLanne.
Javi's interpretation
Andy
of Jack
Rooney.
An old juicy
Rooney.
Man.
I think Javi just did a search for, like, giant eyebrows and was hoping Jack LaLanne would show up.
I searched Jack LaLanne eyebrows.
And you got Andy Rooney.
You just gotta know, there's some juicy old men.
I wonder if they have Evangelion body pillows.
Probably.
You know it.
So, Gabe, what's going on this week?
You know, there's actually a lot. So, let's hop into it. Let's skip it all and keep talking
about body pillows.
There's some Sonic ones, too, for you Sonic fans out there.
Yeah.
All shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. No, I'm... Fuck. Okay, starting off, a lot of Naughty Dog stuff this week. First up, Amy Hennig is no longer with Naughty Dog. It's Henning?
Yeah.
God, I'm so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Henne, like the pasta.
Henne.
Amy Penne.
Amy Pierogi.
It's totally Amy Hennig.
Henning.
Nope.
Henning.
There's no N before the G.
I know.
The invisible
Amy
N is not
Henning.
Silent.
Henning.
And Javi's the sober one. And then, so she leaves, and sources close to IGN, in quotes, told IGN that she was forced out by Druckmann and Bruce Straley. Who is the director of The Last of Us.
Bruce Spaghetti.
Yep.
We've gone from body pillows to pasta.
Amy Amy and Penny.
Did you know, Gabe, that IGN sucks?
And Naughty Dog actually responded to that, saying that they usually don't comment on rumors and speculation, but since this actually degraded their staff... They were like, hey, fuck you, this is unprofessional as shit. This didn't happen. Amy Penne has not actually commented, to my knowledge, other than saying, well, I know how to get Twitter followers.
She probably got a big, fat severance package and an NDA.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you are unaware, she was involved with every Uncharted game, including 2. She was the creative director for all of them, and Druckmann was the creative director on 1 and 2, and she co-wrote the second one and the first one, and then she was the sole writer of the third one, and you know our feelings on that.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great.
The way they wrote that multiplayer.
Hey, awesome. I still think the dialogue is better.
You're wrong.
No, I'm right.
No.
I'm right.
Who are you going to listen to? The guys who didn't Google Evangelion body pillows or the one who did?
Hey, motherfucker. I'm resourceful.
Sometimes I have trouble sleeping. And every now and then I need a Chinese cartoon to cuddle up next to.
And I got your back there.
He's our guy.
I'm your guy.
He's got 8, and he's going to need to be getting rid of some of them soon. Because when the cops show up, he doesn't really want those to be there to be submitted into state's evidence.
That'll come back to haunt you
that
the next job.
That does not go well in Utah.
Hey, nope. A new Batman's coming.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
cool.
But
I'm excited.
We're not done with the Naughty Dog news yet.
Oh.
You dick.
Fuck Naughty Dog.
Also, there's a Last of Us movie in development.
Well, who cares about that?
Which is funny. There's so many movies about video games that start off in development. Any of the ones that anyone wants to see never happen.
Mm. Well, Druckmann's writing the story, which is what people are like, hey, you know, maybe this could be the thing.
The thing is, like, both Uncharted and Last of Us are pretty much movies anyways.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cutscenes.
So let's get us a...
But they're not movies that your parents could watch.
I don't care about my... They're not going to watch it anyways.
Let's get a Heavy Rain movie. Oh, wait.
Hey, that actually might be an improvement.
Because now I don't have to play shitty fucking QuickTime events. I just watch a terrible movie. It'll be bad, but it won't be as bad.
Javi, if there's ever a Beyond Two Souls movie, we're going opening night.
Mm-hmm. We're camping out.
I'm completely serious here. Why? Why? What's the point?
Oh, well, I wish you just left.
I know. Why would
I wish
you go?
You were asking why me and Gabe would go opening night. I'm serious here. Why?
I'm super serial.
No, but really, do people really need more out of it? Isn't the game and the game's a definitive version? You got 12 hours to tell a good story in. They did it. So why do we need an hour and a half to 2 hours to tell a watered down version of
because
this story?
They're still milking that teat.
Yeah, money.
Well, it's
money
not.
Is
it hasn't been
answer.
Said.
Is there?
It hasn't been said if it's going to be about Joel and Ellie. So it hasn't said that it's going to be just a total, like, retelling of The Last of Us game. So, you know, it might be like Joel and Tess or Ellie and, I don't know, Marlene or something.
It just doesn't sound appealing. I've already played through Last of Us. I don't care.
You know, I don't really care about this stuff unless it's Doom, because Doom is shit.
I think if they took the Last of Us story and, like, redid it exactly, but then when they marketed it, like, just don't ever mention the game, because those of us who played the game will know it's a game, and I think the story might be able to hold up on its own. They might just be able to get a whole new audience.
Just call it something completely different, like Dawn of the Dead.
No, you don't. Just call it Zombieland.
Yeah, or like The Walking Dead. You know, call it something like that. You know,
Woody Harrelson is Joel.
Yeah.
See, not only
call
this
it True Detective.
Not only is the game just sound more appealing, but you're breaking into a market that's oversaturated with zombie. Don't say it's not zombie, because it's basically the same.
It's fungi.
It's
okay.
Oaks. I'm sorry, they're fungus that eat you.
An infected walks into a bar. And bartender says, "Sorry, buddy, we don't serve your kind here." He says, "Why not? I'm a fungi."
This has been episode 120 of Game Over Nation.
We out.
I didn't like that one.
Seriously, this market's already oversaturated with zombie shit. So you're gonna add one more to pile on top, and even beyond that, this is a market that's full of what are they? Post-apocalyptic movies. We're gonna add another one on top of that.
Fuck yeah,
hey,
dude.
Man. We're not the one looking at the books. These things are still selling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
you're
not.
Right about
maybe
that.
Not. Maybe not to you.
You
but
say oversaturated. They say cha-ching.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at how well The Walking Dead does, and it's terrible.
Oh my god, that is the stupidest fucking show I've ever watched. Oh my god.
You watched Miku.
You're right. I watched Chinese cartoons.
I can't tell if you're being racist by calling them that, or if they're actually from China.
No,
they're not actually from China.
Okay, so it's the first part. Okay. So you're just being racist.
Yes. Gabe's free to edit that out.
I won't.
No, I think.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. I don't know. Anyways,
I think it's more of a joke than actual racism.
Yeah, like, I don't feel the hate. I don't feel the hate in your heart, Dylan.
Yeah, so it's like, are
you Chinese or Japanese? I'm Laotian
from Laos.
Are you Chinese or Japanese?
Now we've spiraled down King of the Hills alley.
now we're getting into racism. Before we were just telling like cheeky 4chan jokes.
They weren't racist. They were just ignorant.
They were Texan, basically.
Yeah, they didn't hate them. They just didn't get it.
I'm from Laos, stupid.
Dumb hillbilly redneck.
Anyways, yeah, The Walking Dead's really dumb, and this is coming from an idiot who watches stupid cartoons.
Oh, so now you're calling the Chinese stupid. No, that's racist.
And I've never seen a fan base as enthralled with poo-poo than them.
Oh, let's not get into the anime talk.
No, we're not. We're still on Walking Dead. Keep up, Senpai.
We're on Walking Dead again?
We're still on Walking Dead. We haven't
left
yet.
We never left there.
Really?
Yeah.
This was all like...
We were on what you call a tangent, Gabe. But this was the original topic.
I missed that train stop.
Mm-hmm. Like, they are dedicated to just wallowing in their own poop.
Yeah, so take that, Walking Dead fans.
I don't get it. That's
DC Roush at GameOverNation.com.
No, it's at gmail.com.
He doesn't check it anyway.
I mean, even the show quality and the production value has just gone down since season one. I mean, they got rid of the original director and shit, but still. Poop on you all!
Yes, that.
And well, we were talking about Last of Us?
Yeah, we were, but you know, as Javi said earlier, it's a new Batman game.
I like Batman. This is one thing I do like.
Do like that Rocksteady's making it.
Yeah, it's Arkham Knight.
See, Ryan, I'm gonna argue that I liked Arkham Origins more than the other two.
I liked Arkham Origins
more than Asylum.
Actually, I'm gonna say that they're about equal there. But Arkham
Asylum
Origins
was Asylum was incredible. City was
dumb.
Suck.
Arkham Origins had fantastic boss fights.
Origins had the best designed Batman, because
yes!
He looked like the doo-doo, and he looked like a normal guy, and his costume was black, and he looked awesome.
I'd like to play it just to see if the level design is equal to what it was.
It's better than Arkham City. It's better than
Asylum.
But it's not as good as Arkham Asylum. It's better than Arkham City.
And that was what I loved about Asylum so much.
It was everything.
If I played it, I'd have to imagine I'd rank it above City, slightly below Asylum, maybe? I don't know.
I put them even because the boss fights are so good in Origins.
They are good.
Yeah.
I mean, the Deadshot fight is great. It's a Predator encounter, but with Deadshot.
Nice.
So, what's special about this Arkham Knight is that the... It's like Batmobile. Open world. Batmobile. And the world is, I think... so they said Gotham is 5 times bigger than Arkham City.
It's gonna be Saints Row with Batman.
No. Why is it still Arkham?
Because they can't get rid of that. I don't fucking
Why?
Know. It's like, it says Batman on it.
Just call it Gotham. Yeah, Gotham seriously. Something.
Just call it Gotham Arkham.
It's like when Arkham Asylum came out, I didn't associate the name Arkham with the franchise. I associated Batman.
Yep.
See, Arkham is the worst name for the whole series because only one of them actually takes place in Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, and then no, they
because Arkham, Arkham City, City the is... city is
that
Arkham.
Was that was the worst idea ever. Who like what politician? What mayor allows that to happen?
Uh huh.
An idiot.
Yeah, because comic books never go off the fucking rails.
No, never,
never.
Clearly was not Harvey Dent, played by Lando Calrissian actor. Fuck, I forgot his
Lando
name.
Lando Calrissian.
Billy D. Williams.
Billy D. He played Harvey Dent in Batman.
What?
Tim Burton's really? Batman.
Yeah, and Tim Burton's Batman. Billy D. is Harvey Dent.
He's breaking all sorts of ground.
And I believe he was the mayor.
And no one noticed when Tommy Lee Jones took his place.
Well, to be fair, we also had Val Kilmer and fucking George Clooney.
George Costanza.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't replace anyone.
He's irreplaceable, like that Beyonce song.
Mm-hmm. That's the real reason why Christopher Nolan didn't go Mr. Freeze route.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo, Nolan.
Because he knew that he couldn't top that.
Yeah.
So what I don't understand is that, you know, one of the big pushes is that you can drive the Batmobile around the city.
I bet it drives like shit.
How is that cooler than, like, flying around it as Batman?
It's got the flames shooting out of it, and you can run people over.
See, I'm disappointed because it's not the limo.
Mm-hmm.
The limo Batmobile is the best.
Batmobile.
Batmobile.
Yeah, but, like, I like traversing as Batman with, like, grappling shit. And like,
you mean Batman.
Batman. Batnanny. Really like, you know, like just gliding around, like that's fun. I don't want to fucking drive.
I hope they make
already
it more
confirmed
like
Arkham Asylum is better than this game.
I hope they make it more like the cartoon and they have a lot of the villains from the cartoon, like Babyface or Baby Doll. I mean,
I hope Calendar Man is the main villain.
Mm-mm.
I really hope.
I'm hoping it's Hush, but apparently Hush was in Arkham City, and I didn't even notice
he was.
Yeah.
Do you mean Dr. Yearbook?
Yeah, Dr. Yearbook. Dr. Yearbook. I heard he's making a cameo.
Mm-hmm.
That famous comic of Batman versus Dr. Yearbook.
My biggest like hope for this game is to not have the Joker at all.
They have said that the Joker's not going to be in it.
I don't care what they said. He wasn't going to be in Arkham City either.
Well, No, he was always in Arkham City. He was in the opening trailer.
He dies three times.
Like Cole.
Oh!
Wait, what?
Wait, what? Got to be fucking kidding me, Bobby.
But really...
So they've said that Batman's, like, main villain won't be in this. I don't know if they've actually said the Joker.
Maybe Ra's al Ghul will be the boss, man. Someone else needs to take the reins from being the boss of the game from the Joker because that shit gets old.
Yeah. They've also said it's their final game in the Arkham timeline, but they'll leave the door open for other studios to create games before it. So
you know what would have been even cooler? If they decided to do something totally crazy and make a Batman Beyond game instead.
That'd be pretty neato.
Would Val Kilmer be
I hope so.
God,
that'd be great
so.
If they just replaced Kevin Conroy with fucking Val Kilmer.
Isn't he dead?
Val Kilmer. Oh. Wait, is Val Kilmer dead? Is
that I mean, yes. Let's
start. Wait, like Cole?
Which
Much
one?
Much like Cole.
No, there was three actors. I always get confused by
Adam
it, and
West.
I don't know why. Val Kilmer.
Adam West.
Val Kilmer. Kurt Russell and another the Dirty Dancing guy.
None of them are dead. Oh,
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, I always get those three mixed up. Even though
Patrick Swayze is dead.
Okay, I thought it was Val Kilmer.
Nope.
Sorry, world.
Nope.
Who'd have thought Patrick Stewart would outlive Patrick Swayze?
What? What does Patrick Stewart have to do with that?
He's old.
Bald is beautiful.
I think he was always old.
He's been old since like the 60s, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan, where's Park City?
Park City is about...
Utah.
Yeah, I got that.
I think it's
about
in America.
30 minutes. It's about 30 minutes east of Salt Lake City. It's on the other side of our mountain range that's right here.
Down by the beach.
It's right near the beach.
Oh, yeah.
It's where all of our ski slopes are.
Lord have mercy.
It's a resort town, so it's full of rich people. I don't go there because I can't.
No, I guess a couple of my friends are there on vacation right now. I did not know that.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, they're having a blast.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow, so good for them.
Yeah.
I hope they are skiing.
I don't know what they're doing there.
There's nothing else to do there.
Well, then they're probably doing that. I don't know.
Unless you like really expensive food. That's the only thing to do there.
Well, I do like really expensive food.
Yeah. As long as I'm not
paying for it. Do you?
It's per good.
I like really expensive juice.
That's why you bought yourself a Jack LaLanne.
It's cute how Javi keeps calling it food.
That's all I got.
Javi, without Rachel knowing, you should pour a whole can of beer in it.
Beer juice.
And a burger.
Speaking of beer.
Just drop some burger in it. Rachel's like, Javi, are you chewing that? No.
It's juice. God, don't guys. Be crazy.
I'm on my
don't
fifth,
be gross.
Yeah. If you juice a Baconator, it's healthy.
You're going to have to like keep your jaw muscles strong through this juice cleanse because you're
guys,
not
going
to be
I've drinking. I've drinking three beers since we started the podcast.
That's like three.
That's math right there.
That's more. That's one more than two
total.
A squared plus B squared equals three beers.
I gotta divide it by the amount of ham I'm eating.
So next up, Watch Dogs is back.
It's ugly.
Quite literally, what I wrote is Watch Dogs is back like Voldemort. And yes, it kind of looks like the doo-doo.
It's pretty ugly.
So the new trailer came out, which I thought looked really, like, not even graphically speaking, but just, like, you know, story-wise looked pretty bad. But then there was a NeoGAF thread about how it's not actually that, that much of a downgrade on PS4. And all of the GIF comparisons that he used between, like, what was shown originally and what was, like, shown later on PS4, it's like, there is a noticeable lack of anti-aliasing, but if you disregard that, the drop in quality is not that big of a deal.
If you disregard all the drop in quality, the drop in quality exactly. is pretty much non-existent.
Wait. You said there's no anti-aliasing?
There's like a severe lack of it, is what they said in like the
Jesus.
Comic.
Well, what happens when you're developing something for everything.
Yeah.
Guys. And it's... I believe last week I said this was going to be like Assassin's Creed when it came out at launch for the other consoles.
And also they said that it was delayed because it was too repetitive. And
which Assassin's Creed was repetitive.
And it was delayed a month before release. Like, that's like right before it would have gone gold.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, who still has hopes for this game?
Not I.
I was
never super excited about it, so...
Like, I really liked
the E3 presentation.
That was good, but I still was like,
I liked the concept of, like, hacking people's phones and stuff, but then it just turned into, like, shooting. Like, oh, we can turn off the lights! Why can't you just shoot the lights
out? Yeah, and then I heard him talk. And he was like...
I don't remember his voice.
Oh, he's got a gravelly voice.
I hate
so
much.
That's a stupid thing to nitpick, Gabe. That's like nitpicking him wearing like a trench coat.
I don't care about
that. You know how cliche that is?
That's like...
Whoa, guys, Neo is fucking hacking people's phones.
I'm a hacker,
Dylan.
It's a Unix system. I know this.
Movies.
But then
You're so fucking stupid.
He fucking says, they came for her, or they came for me, but they got her instead. It's like, oh, so this is like a revenge story? That's cool.
Yeah, you knew that.
I did.
How did you not know that?
I didn't know.
It's gonna turn out as Liam Neeson the whole time.
Yeah.
And he has a very particular set of skills.
Yeah, it turns out that his waifu was actually just taken.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know. It just blew your goddamn mind, right?
Hey, Gabe, you know your favorite game of all time?
Which one?
The one in Bioshock Infinite. Booker's got a gravelly voice. Go fuck yourself.
But it's Troy Baker, and he does it well. See, it's like, I would rather in, like, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, I would rather they change his voice before they change those awful boss
did anyone,
fights.
Did anyone see that 3 Days to Kill movie? What the fuck was Kevin... I didn't see it either, but I saw, like, I heard a lot of, like, clips from it and, like, saw all the previews. What the fuck was Kevin Costner doing with his voice in that?
Like, Kevin Costner doesn't give a shit anymore.
Kevin Costner's the worst.
Yeah.
He was definitely doing, like... Like this intentional gravelly weird voice through the whole fucking thing.
You know what? It was Kevin so Costner weird. Has one thing going for him his entire career, and that's Javi's mom has a crush on him.
She does.
That's the He's one so thing handsome. Keeping him afloat. Nothing else, because it sure as shit wasn't Man of Steel,
and sure as shit wasn't Waterworld, and sure as shit wasn't Field of Dreams, and fucking. Postman. That guy has made his career off dog shit.
But Dances with Wolves.
Robin Hood.
Man in Tights.
Oh, you know.
There's that like famous scene where Christian Slater is trying so hard to do a good performance. Kevin Costner is just like, whatever. Like, he's like screaming and crying and shit. And then Kevin Costner's just kind of bored looking and just delivering the flattest lines ever.
And he just like grabs him.
Well, it's like there's some people you just wonder how they got famous.
He was He's handsome one at one
dude,
time.
Dude, Matthew McConaughey won actor best actor.
I know, because he's awesome. Have you watched his shit recently?
But it's just like, if you saw him in Dazed and Confused, you would have never been like, that guy right there.
Dude,
Gabe has a point.
He did
Ryan.
Fool's Gold, and then it was like, after that, he just like flipped the switch where he was like, I'm done doing bullshit.
He did Magic Mike, and then it was like, I got this.
He had a falling out. He had a falling out with Kate Hudson, and so ended their movie career.
Look, I'm
and then
sure.
he started making good movies.
I'll be honest, I've always kind of dug Matthew McConaughey because he's a Texas guy. So I'm not complaining about the guy.
I enjoy Sahara.
I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but that guy used to have his like luxury box at the Texas games was right above our seats in college. So we could always look up and there's Matthew McConaughey hanging out of his window in his luxury box, cheering for the Longhorns.
Did you guys yell at him every time?
By halftime, he was always on the field with the cheerleaders.
Nice.
This is a fucking
every time.
Badass.
Yeah, he kind of is. Yeah.
Gabe, what was the movie with the fried chicken?
Oh my God.
That's a
Killer
good
Joe. It's
Killer Joe is a good one.
Killer Joe is really good, but I don't like. I've never been more uncomfortable in a movie than watching Killer Joe.
Imagine if you watched that with your
not
mother.
Even Failure to Launch.
No.
Not even Kill la Kill.
No, I'd rather watch every part of titties of Kill la Kill with my grandmother than
I don't even know what Kill la Kill
just
is.
Just Google search it.
I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to.
Don't Google search Kill la Kill body.
You mentioned it so many times, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking
about. It's an anime about incest.
Well,
there's a lot of times. There's a lot of times where Javi and Dylan and Gabe start in on our group Facebook chat, and they get about 5 minutes in, and I don't understand a thing any of them have said.
And then you realize how old you are.
So here's what in Killer, I don't know, I don't want to like spoil it because it's like it's like actually like important to me that I saw that scene and was so uncomfortable watching that scene.
It's a good movie. I think it just he has a fried chicken and it's
like
just no, that information.
No, it just sounds ridiculous, but it's...
We'll just leave it at fried chicken.
The guy has the fried he chicken, has, and he Gabe was really fucking
He
upset.
Was eating the kernel.
Got like,
his special recipe.
Like,
extra crispy.
Should I just, like, say what happens?
No, you gotta leave it as a surprise.
He has the chicken.
Because, like, I knew what was going to happen because Dylan spoiled it for me like he always fucking does. But it still just, like, ate away at me.
I didn't know you were going to watch the movie.
Of course I was going to watch the movie. It's an NC-17 movie. It's just baller as fuck.
You fucker. Just leave it, Gabe. Let our viewers watch it and then instantly, like, unsubscribe. Look,
pretty much just watch everything Matthew McConaughey has done from, like, Tropic Thunder forward, except maybe Surfer Dude and Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
What? How do you know all these?
What?
I just look at those two and they look, like, stupid.
He's done this movie?
What, Tropic Thunder?
No, I loved him in Tropic Thunder. That was a good movie. Yeah.
Surf Ninjas?
Surf Ninjas.
Tropic Thunder was so much fun. God damn that movie.
Tropic Thunder doesn't get enough love. It's so good.
It's great. I don't think I knew you guys when I saw that yet, because I saw it at PAX, but it was like with my buddies from here, and we all went. We were like, let's go see it. Like, there's one night where it was just like, we can't keep drinking. We're gonna die if we keep drinking. Let's go see a movie. We were like, what's out? We were like, Tropic. All right, fuck, whatever. We were like. Not at all excited, but we just needed to, and it turned out being fucking excellent.
Yeah.
We were all so super surprised by it.
Simple Jack. Still my favorite part of that whole movie is watching Ben Stiller trying to hit a butterfly with a mallet.
I think it had to be, like, for us it was definitely Tom Cruise, because he was not, nobody knew he was in that movie until you went to see it.
Yeah.
They did not put him in any ads until that movie had been out for like a month or two. And that's when they put him in ads. But prior to that, you had no idea. And you go in there, like, how hard must it have been for that marketing team to be like, let's just not put him in. Let's just let people be surprised, because he was one of the best parts of the movie. Him and McConaughey.
You're right. McConaughey was hilarious.
All right, Flaming Dragon. Fuckface.
When we start talking about Matthew McConaughey?
Fuck if I know.
Is he in Batman?
He's in all the Batman.
He is Batman.
Yeah.
He's always. I don't like. I felt Batman. Like we were off the topic of Batman a while ago.
I'll cradle the balls, strip the shaft, work the pipe, and swallow the gravy.
Come on over here, man. Let's do this. So yeah, last thing about Batman, it's all on the next gen consoles, and I don't think it's on the old gen at all. So,
nope.
Gonna be pretty.
By the way, we were well past Batman and talking about Watch Dogs.
Oh yeah, no, Watch Dogs was just too boring to care about. So we moved on to Matthew McConaughey.
Last thing about Watch Dogs is that they've confirmed that there's an 8-player open world free roam.
Oh great! It'll be just as fun as GTA 5's. Oh.
Yeah, GTA Online, I don't even know what to do.
It's awful. I get gunned down as soon as
I don't
I'm
like
in
GTA,
it,
really. I think I've come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I've evolved, like, Javi's evolving. Into Javiously. And Javiously doesn't like JRPGs or GTA.
So not you don't like Bravely Default? You
not
monster.
Really. I'm not saying they're bad. I can appreciate them for being good, but I don't like
care.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, like I felt so weird because I was never hyped off of like GTA 5 like coming out at all.
Me and Harris got hyped for the online, and then the online completely let us down because we thought you were planning like heists and stuff on be able to do heists online. No, that's not it at all.
Yeah,
the heists were the best part of the game. So I don't know if you've gotten to any of them yet, but I think they're definitely worth playing.
I think the bottom line is I hate driving. It's just driving.
You're
going
to love the new Batman.
But I like small drive. Like, I was playing Split Second most of the weekend. That was fun.
See, I'm completely... I loved the driving in GTA 5. I thought it was such a huge improvement over 4.
Though. Like, 80% of the game is in a fucking car. Mm-hmm. Or a plane. Fine, the plane's boring as shit.
Oh, the planes are awful. Planes and helicopters are shit,
yeah,
dude.
It's like you think flying a plane would be really cool in a game? It's boring as shit. Unless you're like playing Crimson Skies and shooting at somebody.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought the driving was the best of the series.
I'm not saying...
That doesn't make it good, though.
Yeah, like...
See, I enjoy just, like, crashing into people and just seeing their reaction.
Stupid Malacca.
By their reaction, he means the blood. Like, they just bleed.
It's the issue of, oh, I need to go here to start a mission, so I need to steal a car and
take
drive
the taxis. The taxi thing is back.
You have to go find a taxi, but you take.
You can call the taxi.
Whatever, you get into it, and then you start a mission, and the mission is driving to another location, and you have to drive because you have somebody in the car with you. And it's just, the whole game is that. And it's like, fuck, there's so much driving.
Literally a vehicle to tell the story, because that's
it's just listening to their conversation.
It's when you're driving, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Which doesn't... That's not all that great either.
So
I think that's the best way to do it, though. I mean, instead of having driving and nothing happening, at least Saints Row did it really well as well.
Oh my gosh, I love
The Last of Us did it really well, where you just walk around and they talk, and then you shoot stuff.
Like an Uncharted.
You throw a brick.
I am the brick fucking master! That's from DLC. There you go.
You didn't have to spend 45 minutes driving to the fucking desert up a cliff. Fuck.
But
I don't remember any issues like that. I'm pretty sure my vehicle was fast enough to not take that long.
Whatever. You're in LA, it's like, let's drive to Trevor's house.
No.
Fuck you, game.
How about no?
I don't want to drive to Trevor's house.
How about Trevor come to me? Ever think of that?
I can only think like one instance where you had to drive to Trevor's from Los Santos as part of a mission.
Yeah, well, that instance sucked.
Did you guys see that at South by Southwest, the Mario game actually won Best Multiplayer?
What Mario game?
3D World.
The one that has local only multiplayer, so I can't play with my friends up in Seattle?
Yeah, Best Multiplayer.
It's so fuck fun, yourself, though. Nintendo. I know, that's why I want
to
play
it. Because it like totally changes the game from wanting to succeed to having to deal with the other person in order to succeed. Because you have to think about if and when they can jump on your head to totally fuck you over.
Some of those levels are such a fucking asshole in single player. I can't imagine in multiplayer. The ones mostly where like the platform disappears on a timer. I hate that shit.
That game's so good.
I know. Yep. I'm playing it on my tablet while I watch 24.
We got a few more things of news to go through.
Real quick. Baby drama.
Little like tiny bullets.
Oh, it's Chase's baby.
So,
is one of them that Costume Quest 2 is a
thing?
It
is, yeah. So how about you wait until I fucking get there, Ryan? But why don't we just talk about it now? Because Costume Quest 2 has been announced. Take that, Psychonauts fans.
You know what's funny about like this? Like now that I'm playing, I've been playing the Stick of Truth, and
I want to play
the Stick of Truth. Kind of feels like Costume Quest for adults. Like it's very, very much that because it's still the little kids and it's still got that aspect to it. But it's like, well, it's South Park, so it's got all the fart jokes and cursing and people getting. Fucked by anal probes.
Because why not?
Yeah, it's got a lot of really vulgar stuff in it. But then it's also got... The combat system is also, like, super similar to the Costume Quest thing. It's a little more complicated. Like, some of the timing of things and whatnot is harder to nail down than Costume Quest was. But, yeah, that... When I saw that today, like that, I was like, it instantly like clicked in my head. Oh, that's kind of the vibe I've been getting from this game, as I've been playing it. But anyway, Costume Quest 2. Yeah, I'm excited.
I have Costume Quest 1. I just never played it.
You should play it.
You should. You could beat it in an afternoon. It's fun.
Oh,
that's really charming.
I've had it for like a long fucking time too.
I remember it was free on PS Plus, and I'm like, all right, and I downloaded it, and I didn't expect anything of it, and I just started playing it, and I fell in love with it. And I played all the way through and 100%ed it, got everything, and then I immediately bought the DLC and played 100% of that as well. And I'm like, man, that was great. That was a really great little experience. So, yeah, I'm excited for more.
Yeah, it's pretty
perfect
cool.
For Halloween.
I joked, but it actually is a little, like, odd that, you know, Double Fine. Maybe there's some licensing issues and rights and all that, but you know, they could totally just do like a small little Psychonauts thing.
Yep.
And it's kind of weird that they don't.
Yeah.
Because that's like their highest rated game ever. Ever.
Yep. Like, just make a fucking, well, I guess I was gonna say make something like Festival of Blood, Infamous, where it's $10, or I mean they could sell it for 15, but like make it a bite-sized game that lasts like 4 hours or something, and you know,
just make it fucking a sampler. Good.
But I don't think it's that simple, because something like Festival of Blood could be made so quickly because Infamous 2 was just finished and they literally just had to, you know, tweak some of the assets and the engine.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't. They'd have to rebuild Psychonauts if they did that, and that would be really expensive.
Yeah, but it still sucks. Sorry, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to tell Timmy to, you know, help you out, but he just won't. All right. Next up, Jack Trenton is stepping down.
Psychonauts is a dumb game for me.
Yes. Just like Mirror's Edge and Metal Gear Solid.
Yep.
And whatever the fuck Dylan likes.
Wait, what?
So yeah, Jack.
What does Dylan
so
like?
Jack,
Final Fantasy VI.
Jack Trenton is stepping down as a CEO of SCEA.
What is that? Skia?
Yeah, Skia. Sia.
Smegma.
Shmegma. Jack Trenton stepping down as CEO of Shmegma.
Oh no.
And it is said to be a mutual agreement between Smegma and Trenton to not renew the contract. It is a little bit of an odd time to do this, I think, because I feel like this E3 would be like the E3 to shine for next gen. Like, this is the one.
Bullshit. Every E3 is the year to shine.
Okay. Yeah.
And every year it lets us down.
I know every
down.
Year. The last few years never. We've said Nintendo can't possibly let us down.
Well, this year, they this can't year. Possibly year, let us down.
This year, though, no one can possibly let us down. Like, this
bullshit.
This is kind of the year that they have to not suck, though. And I'm not saying they won't. I'm not trying to hype it up that they won't. It's just, like, this is the year that they have to show what they're going to do with the hardware. Because there's no hardware to, like,
worse?
Waste their time presenting now. Like, they have to just show good shit.
Doesn't stop Nintendo from doing the Vitality.
Oh no,
sensor.
Absolutely not. No, there's gonna be stupid stuff. Like they're gonna probably have like some dumb inflatable Mario cart. I don't know. Like they'll
with a vagina.
That's probably what they'll do. You're right.
Sorry, I'm thinking about body pillows.
That seems
legit.
Accurate.
Mario Kart's gonna be out by then, by E3.
Yeah, actually it will be.
Mario Kart's what, May?
Something like that.
No, you know what's even worse about E3, too? All the arguing about who won. Well, who won? Oh, Nintendo won. Sony won. Go fuck yourself.
Everybody wins, or nobody
no,
does.
We all lose.
We all lose because Mirror's Edge 2 will be confirmed as canceled.
Yep.
We'll get an Uncharted PS4 trailer.
Yeah. Hopefully that does. That's not suck.
Thanks a lot, Dylan. You got me blocked by Rachel. I don't think you really did, but...
Okay. Also, next up...
Dylan relayed my message of Psychonauts being a dumb game for babies to Twitter.
Yes. and psyching him and Rachel on it.
Yeah.
Real quick, new Shaq Fu game is trying to be developed. It's on Indiegogo
day one
right
buy.
Now.
Which cracked me up when I saw that. I was like, oh, I hope that happens. I hope that really
happens. Yeah, it's like, I hope it really happens, but, you know, they're at $72,000 out of $450,000 for their goal.
Did you guys see that Shaq was in a mocap suit?
Like Tony Hawk.
Yeah, but much bigger.
Only good things come from mocap.
Pretty much.
You know what I remember from Shaq? I remember I tried his soda, the Shaq soda.
Mm, yeah.
And I was reading the side of the can, and it says, a big can for the big man.
Pretty much.
That was the best marketing thing I've ever seen.
That's pretty much just a little quick update. So if you want to go donate to the new Shaq Fu game, head over to Indiegogo and all that.
Why would you not?
Another.
I should go do that, actually. Quick little I want to see it.
Another quick little tidbit is it's reported that the second Infamous Second Son pre-orders are higher than The Last of Us pre-orders. And that's probably due to there being fucking nothing to do on your PS4 other than wait for Infamous right now.
Hey, yeah. Next week is going to be sick. You got Metal Gear on Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
And Infamous on Friday.
Second Son.
Why don't more games release on Friday? Yeah.
Well, and like this week, Titanfall. Yeah, like Titanfall whether or not tomorrow. You're an Xbox One fan, like that's a huge thing that's coming out now too.
Me and, is that out me and, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's out tomorrow.
Nice.
Me and Gabe's Titanfall, game doesn't come out yet.
Which is what?
Dark Souls 2.
When's that coming out?
Oh, it comes out tomorrow for consoles, but...
Oh, that's right.
Okay. April for PC, and we're getting on PC.
Prepare to PC.
I'm considering upgrading to the Collector's Edition.
Prepare for PC.
So it now has fully functioning co-op?
Supposedly, maybe. There's all...
Oh, you're just going to play it at the same time as what you and Gabe are doing.
No, me and Gabe actually we were able to join each other's games in Dark Souls.
Like in Journey? When me and Gabe found
actually much easier.
Oh.
I told him exactly where to find me. He went right there. He's like, "No, there's your summoning thing. Summon me right into the game. No nice. Issue."
Cool.
So we're hoping Dark Souls 2, since it's using Steam servers now, will definitely work better in that regard. I think summoning is going to work the same way, but still, it's pretty easy to get your friends in.
Cool.
So you should join us
in an
adventure.
My biggest problem with Dark Souls is stat management. Like, what the fuck is? I don't even know.
the way I did Dark Souls, I picked a weapon I wanted to stick with the whole game, got the stats I needed to wield that weapon, and then pumped all the rest in whatever else I needed. And that was enough to beat the game.
Yeah,
and Dark Souls is shit.
You don't need to invest a whole lot into that as long as you know exactly what you want to do. Mm-hmm. If you want to make a fast character, then you'll want to pump a lot more dexterity and endurance. That way you can roll a lot and do backstabs. Or as me, I went with just strength so I can wield this big-ass sword and then enough health and stamina to swing it. And then me and Gabe... Oh, no, actually, me and Gabe traveled around with me with the spear.
And
you were the spear?
He was
the spear. I was Goldberg.
Dylan was the Goldberg to my rock.
Jackhammer.
And the only thing that really got us, because me and Gabe got through
We got through a lot of Blighttown, which is widely considered the most annoying part of the game.
Worst part of the game. And then at the bottom, some guy invaded us, and he had infinite health.
Yeah.
Does the person who's summoned also get the progress that you guys are making, or are they just...
I'm not No. No, because progress is by bosses beaten.
Well, that sucks.
It wasn't too bad.
So it's like, hey, Dylan, you want to come beat my game with me?
Yeah, but it wasn't too bad. I beat the dragon. I believe, actually, if Gabe hasn't beat the boss yet and I summon him in and we both beat it, it counts for him as well. Hmm. If I remember right. I don't know. Their online was really kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a lot clearer now. Like, they actually have a handle.
They have whole factions dedicated to it.
And they've also said that the PC port is going to be way better than the last PC port, because... If you just got Dark Souls, like the original Dark Souls on PC without downloading a certain mod for it, it was fuck awful.
Yep, me and Gabe both downloaded the same mod.
Yeah, DS fix or whatever. And then you just install it copy it into a certain folder.
Wait, so like a fan fixed the game?
Yep.
What was wrong with it?
It was really hard. Yeah.
The resolution was capped. At like 800 by 600 or something.
No. Yeah, it was like hideous.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, no,
it was,
how could they launch
that? That's terrible. Awful.
Because they didn't know what they were doing. Yeah. And then their online component was broken.
That's
so
insane.
You could only, so with when you downloaded the fix to the online, you can connect to other people who had downloaded the
fix.
Yeah,
the only way it didn't suck it, was if you actually went to like the wiki and downloaded this.
And the other issue was Games for Windows Live was what they used, so cheaters weren't punished at all.
Yeah, and now Games for Windows Live is gone, so is your game.
Ah, oh, shit, you're right.
God, what a stupid fucking service.
So we're hoping now that it uses Steam.
Which
everything is
I
fixed.
Believe it will. That's my impression.
Which means cheaters will get banned and shit, so we don't have to deal with the guy with infinite health and I don't have to throw handfuls of poop at him.
Gay Ben will watch our backs.
Cheaters never prosper.
Not at all.
They actually did in Dark Souls.
Well, in that one.
That one time.
Well, now that it's no longer connected online, maybe I'll just download one of those things and just see if I can break the game. Like spawning monsters throughout the level. Since it's all offline now.
Yeah.
Alright, so next up, in addition to Amy Pennant getting laid off, there have been some pretty massive layoffs at Disney Interactive. They had 700 layoffs, that was estimated. And also,
see, I didn't even know about this, but I was playing Disney Interactive Split Second this weekend as a tribute. Unintentionally.
And also, Sony Santa Monica had layoffs. I don't know the exact number. And it also sounded like they restarted the project they were working on.
Was it another God of War?
Didn't sound like it. It sounded like it was a new IP.
Hope so.
But they said it was like, well, you know, every now and then someone just needs a reboot before it comes out. I guess.
Oh, it's a God of War reboot.
Well, they got the
ghost
director
of the ghost
of God
of
War 2 back. And so
God of War 2 is the best one.
Yes, it is. So he came back to the studio and he was not laid off with this batch. So I hope that he's in charge.
I would argue that God of War 2 is the good one.
It is.
The goodest of the God of Wars.
Well, that's not a hard feat
and,
there.
And
well, God of War 3 is fine. Yeah. It's not.
It's pretty. Amazing. It's pretty.
I thought I enjoyed the PSP Ghost of Sparta one the best, I think.
Oh, man. Those Ready at Dawn.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the
See,
Order.
See, the thing about the Order, though, it kind of looks not great.
I haven't seen gameplay of it.
Yeah. What's wrong with the Order?
The Order, like, the previews I've read of it, like, people have just been saying it's like, you know, it's just kind of meh. It's just like, right now, it's just kind of a third-person shooter, and they haven't showed enough to really separate it. But, you know, it's...
Hopefully they polish it up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not like anti-hype for it now. You know, it's Ready at Dawn. I love Ready at Dawn. So, I mean, I'll wait and see what they go and do.
We'll wait until dawn and
yeah.
we'll see.
And see if we're, you know, ready for it or not. Yeah. And last up, you guys remember Drive Club? Nope.
Who couldn't?
Yeah.
Who could?
How would I not?
So, Drive Club, to those unfamiliar, canceled. Is that PS4 quote-unquote launch title. That is no longer a launch title, or was no longer a launch title, and now has gone, quote, back to the drawing board.
Whoa.
It's gone silver.
They spent, like, way too much time focusing on, like,
the stitching of
the
seats. They came, like...
In what?
Drive Club.
Like, they were focusing on that the entire time they were developing it, and they got it perfect, and they're like,
well,
this seat is finished.
I guess we gotta learn how to make a driving game now.
Guys, it sounds like Gran Turismo. Mm-hmm. 8-year development cycle.
Well, it's still planned to be, when it launches, whenever that fucking will be, it's still planned to be a PS Plus... There will be a PS Plus version of it, so it'll be free, but then you can also pay for all cars and tracks. So I guess the PS Plus version will kind of just be like a fraction of the full game.
That's kind of a cool idea, I guess. Like, you start with a one car that's, like, free, and then you can, like, unlock cars with in-game currency or just buy cars.
Yeah, it's like, But we don't fucking know because now it's back to the drawing board.
I think Killer Instinct did it right.
More than anything, what a stupid, like, Drive Club aside, why the hell didn't Sony force, was it Crystal Dynamics? No, not Crystal Dynamics, they make Tomb Raider, but was it Polyphonic Digital or whatever? Why didn't they force them to make,
yeah,
why didn't they make Gran Turismo 6 a PS4 game? It's the most obvious thing.
Yeah,
in the
do
world.
You guys remember PS4 how fucking out. Gran Turismo 6 came out?
It took 10
no,
years.
No, Gran Turismo 5 what? Did. No. Gran Turismo 6 5 is took... out.
6 just came out like a month or two ago.
It came out, okay. I think, at the end of last year.
And it took, what, like a year and a half to make or something? it's just like, God damn it, guys. Port that over. Actually, don't port it. Just don't release it on PS3.
I still argue that Gran Turismo 3 was probably the highlight because that was the one that was on the new PS2 and really showed off how pretty that console could be.
Yeah.
The whole racing genre on PS4 seems to be...
Hey, it's better than what was that kart racing game?
Little Big Planet Karting.
No. Mod Nation.
Hey, but Little Big Planet Karting is free on PS Plus right now, and it's bad. Yeah. Mod Nation's better. Mod Nation.
Really? Yeah. Mod Nation was terrible.
It's but
at least it came out.
But you're right. Play it. Like Little Big Planet, there's so much garbage all over the course, and I don't know. It's really hard to play. Mod Nation, I could play it, you know?
Mod Nation, I got flagged for making black... I made Black Jesus, and I got flagged.
That's better than my way of getting flagged on Xbox. I got banned for a week because my motto was I Heart Hookers.
And then I got banned for hanging out with Ramesh in PlayStation Home, and he was...
And that was just because he's Australian.
They associated you with criminology.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's about all the news we got.
Alright.
Is anyone else playing Stick of Truth?
Nope. I want to, so really? You need to get it on PC so we can become family, and I can just play it on
Ohana.
Ohana Stick of Truth.
Actually, Harris has it. I'm going to ask him to family share with me.
Easy.
Yeah, that game is pretty great. Like, I am having a really good time with it. It's hilarious. If you like South Park, like, you will love this game. It's got a ton of in-jokes. Even the junk items you pick up that are just there to, like, sell and make money.
Mm.
It's like stuff like the Okama Game Sphere and the wacky wild action bike or whatever, the bike that's hard to ride. And then you can pick up little Alabama Man statues and like sell those. It's pretty great. And as you're going around, like they have Chimpokomon like hidden all over the world. And there's 30 of them, and you have to find them. And every time you catch one,
breaking news, PlayStation Home is getting trophies in an update this week.
Oh, better platinum that shit.
Oh boy!
It'll probably be an easier platinum than fucking Final Fantasy 13. Fuck you, Toriyama.
Every time you pick up a Chimpokomon, it has the little song from the show. Chimpokomon! Like, blares in. It's great. Everything about that game so far has been really hilarious and great.
Everything I've seen so far has been really good.
Yeah. You fight Mongorians and ginger kids, and like you literally pick up an item that's called a Mongorian sword with the R in the title.
Because why not?
Fucking Al Gore's there with Man Bear Pig. It's so good. Everything has been hilarious.
Are the underwear gnomes in it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't seen them yet, but there is an achievement that mentions them, so yes.
What about crab people?
Oh, yep. Yeah. They are mentioned in this same achievement. That achievement mentions both of those factions. So yeah, they are somewhere in the game.
What about the bike that was almost impossible to ride?
Yeah, that was the one I just said. The wacky wild, that's one of the
Is that what was the wacky
The wacky It's like Wacky Wild Action Bike or something like that. Scott Malkinson's there. He has diabetes, in case you don't remember.
I have diabetes. I heard you can go to Tom's Rhinoplasty.
Yep, you can go there.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
You can go to Tom's Rhinoplasty and request a procedure. Scott Malkinson's there. Craig is there. Like, all of the characters are there in some form or fashion. And it's, like, I think one of the funniest parts I've seen so far is, like, you're going to rescue Craig because he's in detention. And, like, Mr. Mackey's in there, like, running detention.
Okay.
And Craig's smug little comments about, like, Mr. Mackey's like, okay, you know, your friends aren't going to come save you now, Craig. It's just not going to happen this time. And he's like, okay. And, like, Craig's the only one in detention dressed up in his little, like, medieval gear. Like, sitting in there. It's like, and then, like, there's, like, a disturbance in the hallway, and it's you. And he's, like, looking at his watch. He's like, here they come. Mr. Mackey's like, God damn, Craig! Like, just the way Craig is so smug about the whole thing. It's so good.
The only thing that kept me from buying it was, I heard it was, like, only, like, 10 hours to 12 hours long for an RPG.
And that was, yeah, like, yeah. But
it's a South Park RPG.
Yeah, I can't fault it for that, because you paid the same price for games that are shorter than that, so...
Costume Quest is an RPG.
I didn't know such thing.
People have, and I'm sure you have at some point.
I'm picky about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bravely Default, I'm 40 hours in, I'm still not beating it. It's too long.
Careful what you wish for.
Seriously.
Final Fantasy 13.
2.
Oh my god.
And 3.
I quit Final Fantasy 13 27 hours in. Right when it decided to go open world or open field. And I was like,
I think I quit like 121 hours in.
Well, because you beat it twice, you numbnuts. Yeah.
You do. That's what I've always said, is your nuts can't feel anything.
If I was sitting in my ass,
I hope that's on my tombstone. Gabe Philbin.
My nuts his can't nuts feel, anything.
Feel anything.
If I sat on my ass for 120 hours looking at Lightning's armpits, perfect armpits,
top quality armpits,
I would have some numb butt.
Did you almost say butt plug?
Yeah.
God damn it. Oh man. So should we move to questions? Is it question time?
I think so.
Alrighty. Justin Doss asks, he says, I don't have an Xbox One, so should I play the 360 version of Titanfall, even though it will have randoms in it?
360 version? There's a 360 version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on
yeah,
PC.
You know, if you got a PC that can play it, PC is another option. You got to deal with Origin, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. Kind of sucks.
Almost. It's
pretty
bad.
It's not going to ruin your life.
It'll come close.
No.
It'll try.
It is pretty bad.
You know, I want Titanfall. I'll probably wait a little bit. Titanfall.
I'll get it.
Yeah. I think getting it on 360, if you can get it on PC, do it, because there's probably a few of us, and then you're probably going to know more people on the PC who are getting it, but it's still a lot of fun. Like, I played mostly with randoms during the beta, and it was still pretty great, but multiplayer games, and especially games that are all multiplayer, like, that's always more fun with people you know. Like, if you can get it on PC, evaluate where you're going to know the most people and play it there.
I mean, for me, this kind of game is just where your friends are going. Or where you and your friend group decide to go.
I'll get it if literally everyone I know gets it on PC.
It's a lot of people.
Well,
I can hear Javi playing a game.
It is pretty loud.
What?
I'm going to guess Donkey Kong on the 3DS. I suggest turning it down.
He got really quiet, so maybe you're right. I don't know.
Yeah. Or just ignore it entirely.
Yeah, whatever.
What?
Yeah, I mean...
What are you saying?
If you know some people getting it on PC, go for that. I mean...
Donkey Kong?
Fuck off.
Ooh, banana.
Quality. That's what we're all about here at Game Over Nation. Quality and paying attention. Quality and paying attention to your questions.
What do you ask?
It's too late.
Nothing. Never mind. Shut up.
Doofus.
All right.
He was asking which body pillow to get.
I highly recommend the Ray body pillow. You know, it's got a lot of comfort and support. I take that everything I just said.
Get that Thor body pillow.
Thor body pillow. Hang it on your mantle because it's manly as fuck. But don't get any body pillow associated with Evangelion because it's probably underage, and that's weird
and gross. Also gross.
You have to age the pillow.
those pillows do not age like a fine wine. They always stay the same age.
You have to age that pillow by locking it in your closet for 3 years. Oh, God, no, don't do that. It just got worse.
I really just don't think there's a winning scenario with body pillows unless you actually have, like, a back problem. Not. In which case, don't get a goddamn anime character on your body pillow.
We have a body pillow. It's awesome.
Does it have an anime character on it? Well, you're doing okay then.
We get Naruto, Sasuke, and then they would fight in bed. Uchiha.
This went quickly into the pits.
Yeah, that'll happen. With this group, that'll happen.
And Devin Sneathan, Jet Reset asks, over under for total server destruction come midnight tonight. Talking about Titanfall.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is the conversation we were having during the beta, was that, you know, honestly, they might be okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, we'll see.
I get what you're saying, but, like, there was really not any problems during the beta, and usually betas are straight up broken.
I didn't have any problems with the Diablo 3 beta.
Really? And then the game sucked.
And then the game came out, and I couldn't play it for 2 days.
I couldn't play it, but it was okay because it was awful.
But Diablo wasn't online only. Oh, wait.
I had no problems during the Warhammer Online beta, and then the game came out.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, I'm predicting it's going to go for, because, like, that was the same conversation we had. Like I said, it was like Call of Duty has been relatively
fucking
stable.
Infinity Ward, man.
Yeah, like,
they got it.
Call of Duty's been pretty stable on all their launches. Maybe they've had some hiccups.
Yeah, but that was also on, like, Activision-provided servers. This is EA, who just brought us Battlefield 4.
Right, but they also didn't have this team building it. I think it's more a matter of resources. And like, they've got the knowledge, and with EA behind them, they have the resources. So I think Battlefield 4's problem was more a problem of team and knowledge versus resources. The resources are going
to
be there.
I'm not trying to, like, hope,
like, EA has
it's bad. It's just
no. I
online
understand.
Games
I understand.
When they launch, fucking suck.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, Call of Duty in general has launched pretty smoothly. There's probably been some hiccups, but not to the point that you hear about them. So I have every reason to believe that this is going to go kind of that route. I could be wrong. Maybe you'll be listening to this tomorrow after it's already happened, and I'm going to sound like an idiot right now.
Goddamn doofus.
But,
you fucking amateur.
But I have a feeling. I have a feeling it's going to go all right, and tomorrow, I guess I'll find out tomorrow. Tomorrow night's probably not going to be as bad. That's the thing. If tomorrow night isn't as bad as the worst, then they probably did a pretty good job if by tomorrow night it's stable. You know, like,
I bought SOCOM Confrontation on launch day.
You just made my head hurt.
And I literally could not play the game. The game would not play. I saw the menu.
That sounds a lot like Diablo 3.
Mm-hmm.
God.
so calm confrontation. But when the game worked, it was still terrible. So Diablo's got me on that.
Jesus Christ.
We can just play that one game from Square Enix. Fuck, I forgot the game.
Tomb Raider.
No, the game that we're the only people that
own. Mindjack.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I was just looking at that the other day on my shelf, and I was like, okay, I have to get a PS3 just to play that.
Just like, in case.
I have to go get a new PS3 just to play Mindjack.
Let's play it right after this podcast.
And so that I can find out that Cole died.
Cole dies in Mindjack?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that scene. God.
This premium light beer is taking its toll on me.
No, I got this fucking piece of shit, and it tastes awful.
Man, I was telling the guys I'm going to try brewing beer for the first time either this weekend.
How's your juice? Next
week sometime. I'm excited.
Hobby,
not about the juice, but about brewing beer.
Sorry, Ryan.
Oh, no, I was just saying, like, after going to that, we went to this... Me and Rebecca went to this like Texas Independence Festival. It's called the 1836 Fest, where there was a bunch of Texas country and then like a bunch of like local brewers all had like tents set up.
Alamo.
Right, exactly. That wasn't where we wanted. We wanted it San Jacinto, but still, I've wanted to try brewing beer for a long time, and then like going out there and seeing all these like really. Like new breweries that are in Texas, like in Houston, that stuff is just starting to kind of take off. Like there's a lot of new little craft breweries starting up around here. And I'm like, okay, I gotta go finally do this. So I'm definitely going to try to make my first batch this weekend or next week. So I'm super excited.
Yeah,
about
you
that.
Are.
Javi, did you try any of the beer I made?
Yeah.
I miss doing that. It's fun, Ryan. Making beer is fun. I made good red ales.
Yeah, and that's what I hear.
Why don't you send me in?
Like, that's why I'm gonna.
Why do you send me Tally body pillows?
And the thing is, like I tried a beer on Saturday that was really, really good, and it was made by these guys who have been in business for 2 months, and I'm like, shit, man! Like, this is the time to get in on this stuff. Like
Ryan's found
everything.
Call
everything is still super early in Houston, like
just like Bitcoin. Oh,
yeah, but I think beer's a little more of a tested commodity.
More like beer coin.
Oh boy, that's our new currency.
Ding dong, beer.
I think beer's a safer investment than Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is dead.
It's harder to steal, at least.
I remember when it was worth like millions and millions, and then now it's worth, I think, that beer I'm drinking right now.
Yeah. Sex on a canoe.
Oh, boy.
What's the next question, baby girl?
That beer is sex on a canoe.
You know,
fucking
I don't
near
think
water.
There are any other question. I think we just got those two this week.
We only got one question?
Two.
Two questions?
There was two.
All right. Yeah, I get to go drink.
Juice.
I'm already. Juice. Oh, I can't wait to drink my dinner. And then depressingly look at that picture of steak.
What picture of steak?
This one.
Good radio, the best.
I had Beto's the other day, by the way.
Oh, you fucker.
I can smell someone cooking taco meat right now, and it's driving me crazy.
Oh, you fucker. Shut up.
It's like, it's just driving my nose insane.
Are you gonna send this anytime soon, Dylan? What are you
Shut
doing?
Up! I'm doing it.
It's gonna be gross.
No, it's gonna be like what Javi used to cook.
It's gonna be gross.
It's gonna be great.
Oh. That does kind of look good.
That looks good. Is that a little dollop of mashed potatoes, or is that?
I
gross?
Think
that looks
so.
Like, that looks like might be garlic butter.
Okay. Oh
like
my god! Really?
Like some serious garlic
That's
butter.
That's a
yeah.
thing.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And I have two steaks in the fridge.
You should blend them up. It's just
Well, what if I mix the juicing with the Atkins diet, then I can justify
That's
eating.
A good idea. Yeah. And maybe it turned out better than when me and you blended those potatoes.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time my college roommate tried the Atkins diet and the day he quit?
He died.
No, he was on the Atkins diet I don't even know how long. And the day he quit, I remember walking into our apartment and he's sitting on the couch with a pop, like the big ass giant, like popcorn bowls.
Nice.
Full of pasta with shrimp. And he had cut up an entire loaf of garlic bread, and he just had it like lining the rim of the bowl.
Oh my god, that sounds so good.
He just kicked Atkins straight in the teeth. He's like, "I'm done. Here's all the carbs."
Smart.
Pretty great, Kevin Bailey. If you're listening, that was you.
I might have to go out and see if that stir fry place is still open.
That was Uncle Kevin. Uncle Kevin,
the guy who gave me a coolie.
That was Uncle Kevin who did that. Yeah, that was Uncle Kevin who did that.
How's Uncle Kevin doing?
All right,
he's still alive. That's something. That's the thing. Yeah.
Kevin,
it's more than most.
Take us out, Javi.
Yeah, get us the fuck out this bitch. Go to Twitter and
Google search us
at Game Over Nation. Yeah, at Game Over Nation, and then we're good. All right, get us out of here, Javi.
All right, you have been listening to episode 120 of the Game Over Nation podcast.
By the way, the 200th episode of our franchise.
Yeah, franchise.
We had 80 Gova.
It's hard to believe it's been 200 years.
Thank God we talked about porn.
Thank God.
That
I haven't
thought we'd make it, but here we are.
Looks like we made it.
We made it, even though we had our backs up against
anime.
I said we did it.
Body
and we should probably.
All right, that's it. Episode 120. Goodbye. Until next
week. Bye.